Calandra, Certified Financial Planner, is an innovative, comprehensive, informative, and cutting-edge podcast that discusses financial topics ranging from personal finance, economics, politics, and personal growth. Simply Financial will cover intriguing and thought-provoking questions so that the listener can simply increase their financial IQ.
Welcome to the Simply Financial Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Calandra. This is Episode 3, Season 3. Today's show title is A Sneaky Thief, Inflation. When pursuing a strategy for a comfortable retirement, you really will want to consider many factors. And there's one factor that is usually overlooked, as it is a sneaky thief. That sneaky thief is inflation. So if you picture it, inflation is like a thief that sneaks into your portfolio, robbing your nest egg of purchasing power over time. Simply put, inflation is the rising cost of goods and services over time. Most of us, if you think about your parents talking to you about their first date, how much they spent at the movies, how much they spent on their first car, what their first job paid, you can see that the numbers look ridiculously low compared to today. And the reason for that difference going from low in the past to higher now is the effects of inflation. And even today, you, if you're like me, can sometimes be surprised to see the cost of eggs, milk, sneakers, or other everyday items that they go up in price. This is inflation at work. So from a historical perspective, over the past century or so, inflation, or the rise in prices, has averaged about 3% per year. But that average, as you might expect over 100 years, does not really accurately depict some short-term shocks that we've had. So, as an example, back in the 1930s, during the Depression, we actually had prices decline given the severity of the Depression. But then on the other end of the spectrum, in the 1970s, largely due to the oil shock, we had prices go way up and inflation soared to heights that had not been seen and probably have not been seen since then, at least in the United States. Other countries have different issues. But the thing about it is, even a seemingly low 3% inflation rate can have a big impact over time. So I'll throw a few figures out as examples. The average home in the United States is about $275,000 today. And at a 3% price growth or inflation, in 20 years, that $275,000 would be between $497,000 and $498,000. So if all else being equal, you just had 3% inflation growth over the next 20 years, the average home in the U.S. would be about $498 instead of $275 today. If we use a smaller priced example, we could use a gallon of milk. A gallon of milk right now, I guess, in the U.S. is about $3.81. In 20 years, at 3% inflation, it would be $6.88. And a new car, the average new car is about $28,300 in the United States. Personally, that seems a little bit low, but that's what the research told me. At a 3% inflation rate, the average car, all else being equal, will be over $51,000 in 20 years. So when you consider how far off retirement might be for you, and or think about how long retirement might last, for somebody retiring today at, say, age 65, the life expectancy for somebody retiring at age 65 that's in reasonably good health is somewhere around 85 years old. So you do have that 20-year time frame that I just illustrated in the inflation calculation. So you can begin to see the importance of factoring in inflation when you do your long-term planning, because it is that sneaky thief that I talked about at the beginning of this conversation. And so that's why you need to amass a big enough nest egg in retirement. Otherwise, you risk outliving your savings. Now, there's two ways to help manage inflation risk. Number one, you want to save as much as possible for retirement. You want to build a sizable nest egg, a nest egg that's appropriate for what you want to spend and how you want to live in for retirement. What might be appropriate for me might be not appropriate for somebody else. Everyone is different, so that's the reason for using the appropriate term. So that's number one. You want to save as much as possible before retirement. Secondly, you want to invest in the stock market, in my opinion. You want to invest in growth-oriented investments, and the stock market is a key part of that growth investment strategy for most Americans most of the time. Over the long term, stocks have outpaced inflation, and they have proven themselves over the long term to be a good hedge against inflation. Now, you all know, because my listeners are savvy, that past performance is no guarantee of future results. Stocks are not guaranteed, so there's no guarantee that stocks will outpace inflation in the future. Just because they did it in the previous 100 years doesn't mean they'll do it in the next 20, 50, or 100 years. But the historical data is pretty compelling, so investors planning for retirement, as well as investors nearing retirement, and even investors in retirement should consider having growth investments in their portfolio, and that usually is going to include stocks. We could debate how much or how little you would want to have in stocks, but again, most of the time, it's an important part of an overall strategy. So please don't forget about the sneaky thief that is inflation. You want to work to build wealth and to make sure you have enough wealth, enough savings to last throughout your lifetime. So as I typically say at the end of these episodes, I would love it if you would subscribe to the Simply Financial podcast. You can do it at the Elliott Wealth website. That's www.elliottwealth.com. At the website, if you're not already a client, we would love to talk to you. You can sign up for a no-cost initial consultation where we could talk about your goals, your objectives, and we can hopefully help you come up with a plan to win with money and improve on what you're already doing. Additionally, at the website, you can sign up for our monthly mailing list. But again, if you're not a client, we would really love to speak with you. Thank you very much for listening. I look forward to coming back with you with a new episode of the Simply Financial podcast very soon.
The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of SagePoint Financial Incorporated and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Please note, the information being provided is strictly as a courtesy. When you link to any of the websites provided here, you are leaving this website. We make no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information provided at these websites, nor is the company liable for any direct or indirect technical or system issues or any consequences arising out of your access to your use of third-party technologies, websites, information, and programs made available through this website. When you access one of these websites, you are leaving our website and assume total responsibility and risk for your use of the websites you are linking to. Securities and advisory services are offered through SagePoint Financial Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, insurance services offered through Elliott Wealth Management, LLC, not affiliated with SagePoint Financial.
Simply Financial is part of the Exvadio Podcast Network. You can find Exvadio Podcasts at exvadio.com/podcast, the Apple Podcasts app, iTunes Store, iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you find podcasts. So join us and stay informed and entertained.